Welcome to Lane Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. University of Louisiana Monroe art faculty, alumni, and students gather for the annual art sale beginning December 1st. The Bree Gallery hosts the event. Sheila Floyd is a ULM graduate of the art program and participating in the sale. She joins me in studio for a preview. Sheila, welcome.
Thank you.
Looking forward to this year's sale. It gets underway next Monday.
Yes, I can't believe it's already been a year.
Looking and bringing this together, what will visitors see at this year's sale?
We always wonder, too, because it's always a surprise, but you can always see lots of pottery. We have prints, come paintings. We've had homemade papers, actually, that they make into books, greeting cards, jewelry. Just come and see, because it's amazing.
I think it's one of the things, not only seasonal items, but also gift ideas. Some of the things I think you mentioned that they've had in the past, and folks come in, they kind of take a look around, and of course I'm sure the artists are there to tell folks more about what they do and some of the items that they feature each year.
Yes, that's true. And it's unique items. It's all handmade. It's done by mm-hmm. the students and the faculty and alumni. And it's one-of-a-kind items and different prices. I mean, you can get some really good prices. There's some inexpensive, more expensive stuff. There's a price range for everybody. And it's a unique gift.
Something maybe not only for adults, but also for kids, mm-hmm. maybe, smaller items that they can kind of get an idea of, perhaps developing their own craft.
Yes, that's true. I always come back with new ideas when I go right. to the show, and everybody does. You kind of feed off of each other.
Some of the things you'll be displaying coming up next week and have for sale.
Well, I always do pottery. I'm a potter, mm-hmm. and, I do pictures with leaves on them. I like to do functional work, lots of crosses, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we see the sale, you mentioned there it's always a variety of items. As far as the number of artists that return, tell us about that. Do we see a lot of students, a lot of alumni that come back for the sale?
Not as many alumni, but a lot of the professors do. They bring the former professors, but the students, that's the way you always hear, help a starving artist. Well, this is help a starving student artist.
Right. So. Speaking of, we talk about the funds, the money that is raised by the art sale. Tell us about where that'll be going this year.
Most of it goes to the actual artists, mm-hmm. which is a good thing. But it also, this year, Kappa Pi is taking it over. It's an art fraternity. And they use that money to help with their projects in the community and everything.
What prompted the idea for this event? As I understand it, wasn't necessarily something that grew from the university itself, but really kind of a talk amongst alumni and folks in the area.
And that's exactly how it started, yeah. is artists and students wanted a place to showcase their artwork and also to make a little extra money. And it was actually Gary Ratcliffe said that it had been in the past where they had had it going on and they stopped for a few years, and mm-hmm. he kind of picked it back up, and it's just kind of grown from there.
Not only grown, but also sort of a reunion, I guess.
Yeah, it is, and it's a lot of fun to see, who's there, who's not, and how you've changed, and how your artwork has changed.
Some of the discussion there, Sheila, when we talk about some of the alumni, some of the faculty, and some of the current students, advice, stories that are shared as far as their work.
Well, it's always fun to see where someone is, because a lot of people move away, mm-hmm. and where they've gone with their career. And a lot of people from here do move away. I know when I was in school, I remember John Scott Bailey. He's the only pottery graduate of ULM, well, NAU at the time, but uh-huh. ULM now. And he's actually, I think, in Arkansas now and has a studio and is doing a really good, making a good living at it.
Yeah. And Gary and the department, they continue on. Share about Gary and his work in presenting this event.
Oh, he's always there. He's a fixture. Yeah. Yeah. But he does some wonderful pottery pieces, and he does a lot of functional wear also. People are always looking for mugs. He does beautiful mugs, goblets, and he does quite large pieces, which not a lot of people do that around here. He has big, huge bowls, big enough to bathe the baby in.
Right.
Big.
If you have the space, you can
definitely
find something.
Yes, and they're beautiful.
There. Yeah. Why are those connections important to you and the other members of the other alumni?
Well, it all goes back to actually when you are with other artists, you become more creative. You see what they're doing. You get ideas from them and tweak it a little bit and make it your own. And when you're in a community of artists, that's how that works. You actually grow. Your work grows. And you kind of all grow together.
Yeah. Well, when we talk about the event coming up, as far as the dates and times with the art sale coming up next week?
It's always the week after Thanksgiving. This year it falls on the 1st through the 5th, and it's 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. in Bree Hall Art Gallery. Some people call it Bry. It's the original library, the very first library at the college, but it's in the gallery there. And we have signs. If you're driving down to Zierd, we have a really big sign out there by the road, so you can spot it.
Yeah. And the hours of the event, when are items available for viewing?
It's 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
So always have somebody there. And the conversation that you hear from visitors, is it something, do you ever have to point them in a certain direction? They're looking for something specific or?
Not really. We've kind of gotten people where they know when the sale is and they kind of know what's there, but they're always surprised about what they find that wasn't there last year.
Yeah. Which is always something surprising and something I guess you can also find out as well this year. Well, Sheila, if you'd like to find out more about the event or the times or perhaps artists that are going to be participating, how can you find out more on that?
You can actually go to the ULM website or you can call the ULM Art Department.
You can find out more about the ULM Annual Art Sale with faculty, alumni, and current students. It's coming up next week here at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Sheila Floyd is a participating artist and will be there next week. Sheila, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.
Support for Landiap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.